definitely a game of two halves. We were brilliant in the first half. I think the first half performance of Monaghan, to me, gives you a glimpse of what this team is capable of. But we need to be able to put two halves like that together if we're going to take out a team like Donegal. We were delighted where we were at half time. We spoke about it at half time, about it was very important that we kept doing the things that got us in that position. And the second half, for some reason, it just started to go against us. The things that we were doing brilliantly the first half, we just weren't able to replicate them in the second half. There was handling errors, there was poor options taken, we were getting shots blocked down, kicked more wides. We didn't seem to have the same hunger around the breaking ball. All of those things just went against us. I think we've spoken all year about the new rules. The momentum is huge in the game now, and when you're searching for that momentum and you're trying to, in the second half we were trying to stem that tide and break the momentum that was with Donegal and try to swing some momentum back with us, and we never managed to do that in the second half.
Because that second quarter that you touched on was pretty impressive, added up by the beautiful score by Rory on the buzzer killer. The motion, everything was with you at that stage.
Yeah, we went at half time, and obviously the crowd was right behind us. But first quarter, funny, our efficiency wasn't as good as we'd wanted to be, but second quarter we were brilliant. But fair play to Donegal. I have to credit them. They got things right in the second half. They pegged on those scores. They penned us in. We couldn't get out. We just didn't manage to break that momentum. It's very hard to put my finger on it, but that's basically all I can say in terms of the moment. Gut reaction.